In the first part of our film, we saw how the countless portents giving the good news of the coming of the Mehdi have occurred, one after the other, and in a very short space of time. It appears from these portents that the coming of the Mehdi, described by the Prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and grant him peace, is close at hand. So, what effects will the coming of the Mehdi have on mankind and the world? We shall be seeking an answer to that question in the next part of our film. We shall be looking at the developments which will be experienced on a world scale following the appearance of the Mehdi and examining the features of a period known as the Golden Age. The Golden Age is a time when, thanks to the Mehdi, the moral values of the Quran will prevail and people will arrive at true faith. These two developments will give rise to some major physical results. In the Golden Age, security, confidence, and justice will be fully established. Mankind will leave its economic woes behind. Nobody will be needy, and those who ask will be given more than they ask for. There will be abundance, the like of which has never been seen before, and goods will be distributed to all who ask, without the need to even count them. These are some of the hadiths which give these glad tidings. During this period, my people will lead a kind of comfortable and carefree life that they have never known before. The land will bring forth its yield and will not hold anything back. Someone sowing a measure of wheat will find 700 in return. A person will scatter a few handfuls of seeds, but will reap 700 handfuls. Despite an abundance of rain, not a drop will go to waste. Another striking feature of this age is that war and conflict will come to an end. An environment of peace and friendship will develop between hostile communities. During this age, people will benefit from all the blessings of technology, and all technological progress will be used for the comfort, ease, joy, and relaxation of man. New horizons will open in medicine, agriculture, communications, industrial technology, and transport. Ever more lovely works will appear in art, music, the theater, and painting. The broad horizons and deep thinking created by faith in God will lead the way in all branches of the arts. According to one hadith, people will wonder how quickly the time goes and will ask God to extend their lifespans in order to enjoy all these beauties. Let us now see how these extraordinary developments will come about. One feature of the period before the Golden Age is that people will find it difficult to make ends meet and are crushed by economic hardship. In this time, the poor have grown poorer and the rich have become spoiled and selfish. However, this unjust and distorted system will come to an end with the Golden Age. The Mehdi will increase people's faith and closeness to God, and social problems will one by one be solved within the framework of the moral values of the Quran. The needy will be given much more than they ever need. Our Prophet has told us that in the end times, Muslims will live in great plenty. A time will come when a person, with his golden alms in his hand, will go around finding no one in need who is willing to receive the alms. Goods will certainly multiply and flow like water at that time, but nobody will stoop to pick them up. The century we are living in has seen technological progress the like of which has never been witnessed before. A great many technological devices, even the names of which were unheard of 50 years ago, have become indispensable parts of our lives. The current progress offers very important clues to the advances that will be experienced in the Golden Age. One of these clues concerns people's daily lives. People will enjoy comfortable, enjoyable, and pleasurable environments in their homes, workplaces, and schools. The use of computers at home and at work will make everything faster. All forms of shopping, security, heating, air conditioning, lighting, and emergency systems will be controlled by computers, and robots will replace human labor in some fields. Home cleaning, the repair of broken equipment, and the total elimination of dust and mites in the home will be among the main responsibilities turned over to robots in the future. In the Golden Age, all these plans will become reality, and all work which consumes human time and energy will be taken care of by technological discoveries. Technology will make it possible for people to travel to many places in three-dimensional environments by means of virtual systems, and for them to find time to improve themselves in the cultural field. People will be able to gain experience beforehand in many fields and virtual environments, by means of which people will be able to develop themselves and make good the gaps in their knowledge. The development of computer and internet technology and the wide availability of the same will bring with them a radical change in the education system. Instead of education based on mere memorization, a system will be brought in by which children can learn by experience and implementation. Virtual education, which is currently available only in very limited fields, will make life very much easier for people and allow them to gain experience. For example, student pilots are trained in flight simulators to cope with all kinds of emergencies, weather conditions, and technical errors. In the golden age, this technology will be implemented in all areas of work and education, thus preventing a great many errors and deficiencies. Future developments in transportation will bring with them comfort and security, and will reduce time lost to a minimum. The progress in the present day shows that much transportation will take place underground. The problem of traffic congestion will be eliminated, and transport all over the world will be more comfortable and aesthetically pleasing. Fuels which cause air pollution will be replaced by wind or solar energy or by electricity, which give off no exhaust fumes. All kinds of comfort will be provided in planes, super trains, and other advanced supersonic means of transport, and the time it takes to travel long distances will be greatly reduced. One of the important areas in which there will be major advances in the Golden Age is that of communications. Thanks to satellites, people all over the world will be able to communicate and exchange information very quickly. Instead of audio communication, people using video phones will be able to both see and hear the other person. The computer, which makes life easier in every stage of life, is resulting in enormous time gains in working life, town planning, medicine, communications, and art. In the Golden Age, there will be still greater advances, and all such progress will be placed at the service of mankind. The World Wide Web, one of the most important developments of the 20th century, represents a watershed in the history of mankind. Thanks to the web, it has become possible for people all over the world to communicate in a matter of seconds, to exchange information, speak, and debate. It now takes only a few minutes to learn something, carry out research in a library, study reports by an international organization, monitor developing world events and technological advances, and find discussions concerning these. Documents which people studied and examined for many years can now, thanks to the internet, be downloaded onto personal computers in just a few minutes. All these advances are indications that mankind is approaching a most important time. It therefore appears that the approaching Golden Age will be a time in which technology of all kinds is experienced at the very highest level, and in which thousands of blessings are offered to people in a very rapid manner. The energy age, which began with the Industrial Revolution, accelerated enormously with the technological advances of the 20th century. According to the available statistics, the world population will double within the next 50 years, and the population's energy needs will be at least three times what they are now. In addition, according to the most optimistic forecasts, the world's oil reserves are expected to last only another 40 years. Natural gas will be used up even sooner. In short, it appears impossible for mankind to continue with the existing energy resources. Scientists have therefore begun seeking energy sources which are both cheaper and easier to come by. Wind energy is among the most important of these alternative energy resources to oil. The use of wind energy will be a first step to a major breakthrough in the economy and will also vastly reduce air pollution. Another important energy source, which will be more than able to meet man's needs, lies millions of kilometers away from the Earth, the Sun. The solar energy reaching the Earth in the course of a year is 15,000 times that of all the energy we consume. Solar panels installed in orbit with the help of developing technology will collect and store this huge energy and send it to Earth at specific times. On the other hand, thanks to the solar panels which will begin to be widely used on Earth, very cheap and effective energy will become widely available. With the widespread use of these alternative energy sources, there will be no shortage of energy in the Golden Age, and industry and technology will benefit enormously from the sun, water, and wind. In 1953, The researchers James Watson and Francis Crick were unaware of the full significance of the great discovery they had made. By discovering the structure of DNA, the genetic code of living things, they would change the future course of the world. Their great discovery won them the Nobel Prize. By their discovery, they gave an enormous impetus to the rapidly developing science of genetics. Their research into DNA codes revealed the bases of a great many diseases. The Human Genome Project, in which thousands of scientists from more than 18 countries took part, was intended to unravel the astonishing secrets of DNA. The detailed unraveling of the DNA codes and the making of the results available for use by all scientists has opened up a new era in healthcare. In the near future, therefore, it will be possible to make individually tailored medicines, a data bank in which all the genetic features of every individual are kept will be established, and people will be able to keep information which would fill hundreds of volumes on genetic cards. In this way, we will be able to distinguish between diseases which exhibit minor differences between them, and possibilities for individually tailored treatment will emerge. No longer will people have to despair because they are unable to find a doctor or the proper medicine, or because of delayed or ineffective treatment. Everyone in need will be helped at that very moment. Someone sowing a measure of wheat will find 700 in return. A person will scatter a few handfuls of seeds, but will reap 700 handfuls. Despite an abundance of rain, not a drop will go to waste. The advances in genetic science also offer enormous benefits in another area of human life, agriculture. The rectification of deficiencies which lead to diseases in plants' DNA is gradually making it possible to improve their quality and resistance. Thanks to gene technology, it will be possible to produce plants resistant to cold, heat, and other external factors. In this way, transferring segments of DNA will allow the protein or vitamin levels in any plant to be raised. With these genetic studies on seeds, efforts are underway to reduce all harmful effects, as well as to grow crops which can thrive throughout the year, instead of only in particular seasons. The conclusion of these efforts will herald great abundance and plenty in the field of agriculture. Thus, one of the scientific paths to this abundance and plenty, which will be experienced in the time of the Mehdi, is this. Another foundation of the abundance and plenty the Golden Age will bring with it is being laid in an area most people could never expect. This is the situation foretold hundreds of years ago in the hadiths of our Prophet. Both the good and the evil members of the Ummah will be blessed with a blessing the like of which they will never have heard. Despite the abundance of rain, not a drop will go waste. The land will become fruitful without a single seed. Deserts represent some 43% of the Earth's land surface. One of the major developments in the Golden Age will be the opening for use of these unproductive lands thanks to advanced technology. At the moment, part of that arid world is being brought to life by bringing in water, but only in limited areas and at great cost. If this advanced technology is applied to all the deserts, then many countries at the brink of starvation will acquire productive agricultural land. Our Prophet indicates the same thing in one of the hadiths. The inhabitants of the heavens and the inhabitants of the earth will be pleased with him, and such plants will be produced by the earth that the living will wish the dead could come back to life. In order for agriculture to be practiced in desert regions, the irrigation problem needs to be solved and the soil made suitable for planting. One of the technologies developed for that purpose is computer-controlled irrigation. With this technology, the flow of water is directed straight towards the root areas in the required amounts, and not a single drop is wasted. The transfer and use of flood and seawater also occupies an important place in agriculture. A very wide water resource will thus be achieved, and this will be a major support for countries' economies. Our Prophet's hadith that whatever the earth holds will be reaped will thus have come about. In the 21st century, scientists will seek to establish opportunities whereby the technology obtained can be used more quickly, in a wider area, and more practically, and to offer these to the service of all mankind. A great many technological possibilities and means of making our lives easier or providing greater comfort which were previously seen in science fiction films or were the subject of comic books, have now begun to become a reality in our lives. One of these is the use of computers in the management of big cities. In this way, all forms of infrastructure systems, emergency aid, traffic and town planning, security and health services will be greatly speeded up. For instance, thanks to advanced technology, newly constructed buildings will be capable of withstanding powerful natural disasters. Today, whole cities can be devastated by a single flood or earthquake, but in the golden age, very advanced technologies will be employed, both in terms of the materials used and the architecture involved, and the infrastructure of cities and individual buildings will be made able to cope with the worst possible conditions. In this way, safety will be ensured by the use of all the possibilities afforded by technology. In the Golden Age, the abundance, wealth, beauty, and progress that prevail at all moments in life will also raise artistic standards. In this period, people will always encounter beautiful things, and the places they live in, their gardens, homes, workplaces, schools, and theaters will all be beautified. Similarly, works with broad horizons and aesthetical appeal will be produced in such areas of art as painting and music. The most important feature of the Golden Age is that it is a time when the moral values of the Quran are fully lived by. This will allow people to experience the beauties of which God informs His servants in the Quran. In one verse, God reveals that He will cause the faithful to live beautiful lives on earth. What is with you runs out, but what is with God goes on forever. Those who were steadfast will be recompensed according to the best of what they did. Anyone who acts rightly, male or female, being a believer, we will give them a good life and will recompense them according to the best of what they did. In the Quran, attention is drawn to the fact that those environments in which people live in accordance with God's commandments will turn into a kind of abode of peace. We are given the glad tidings that people who abide by the moral values of the Quran will experience greater beauty on earth and also be rewarded with paradise in the hereafter. God calls to the abode of peace and He guides whom He wills to a straight path. Those who do good will have the best and more. neither dust nor debasement will darken their faces. They are the companions of paradise, remaining in it timelessly, forever. By the one in whose hand is myself, definitely the son of Maryam will soon descend among you as a just judge. And he will break the cross, kill the pig, and abolish the jizya, and wealth will be so abundant that no one will accept it. Like all the other prophets, the prophet Jesus is a chosen servant charged by God with calling people to the true path. However, the most important characteristic which sets the prophet Jesus apart from the other prophets is the fact that he will return to earth. Contrary to what many people think, the prophet Jesus was not killed by being crucified. The fact that he was not killed is made crystal clear in the Quran, and we are told that God raised him to his presence. In no verse is there any reference to the Prophet Jesus dying or being killed. And on account of their saying, "We kill the Messiah, Isa, son of Maryam, messenger of God." They did not kill him, and they did not crucify him, but it was made to seem so to them. Those who argue about him are in doubt about it. They have no real knowledge of it, just conjecture. But they certainly did not kill him. God raised him up to himself. God is Almighty, All-Wise. The truth revealed by God in this verse is clear. Incited by the Jews, the Romans attempted to kill the prophet Jesus, but were unsuccessful. The prophet Jesus was not killed. God raised him up into his presence. In addition, certain information given about the Prophet Jesus in the Quran may possibly come about in only one way, with the return of the Prophet Jesus to earth. The verse to contain indications that the Prophet Jesus will come to earth a second time is the 55th verse of the third surah. When God said, "Isa, I will take you back and raise you up to me and purify you of those who disbelieve, and I will place the people who follow you above those who disbelieve until the day of rising. Then you will all return to me, and I will judge between you regarding the things about which you differed." The expression, "I will place the people who follow you above those who disbelieve until the day of rising," in the verse refers to a situation that has never yet been experienced. According to this, this must be a society which abides by the Prophet Jesus and will live until doomsday. Such a society can only emerge with the return of the Prophet Jesus to earth. Those who follow him during that return will be made superior to the disbelievers until doomsday. In verse 159 of Surah 4, God gives us very important information about the situation of the Prophet Jesus. There is not one of the people of the book who will not believe in him before he dies, and on the day of rising he will be a witness against them. According to the verse, there must be a time when all Christians and Jews believe in the prophet Jesus. This never happened when the prophet Jesus was alive. So in that case, the prophet Jesus will return to earth, and this, like everything else foretold in the Quran, will come to pass. All Christians and Jews would believe in the prophet Jesus. There is a great deal of information in the Quran about the Prophet Jesus being sent back to earth. Moreover, tidings of this extraordinary event are given in many of the hadiths of the Prophet, and we are told that in the end times, the period when the Prophet Jesus will be sent, all the earth will be full of peace, justice, and well-being. This second coming will take place during the time of the Mahdi, and he and the Prophet Jesus will continue their struggle together. When the Prophet Jesus returns, he will do away with superstitions which are outside the essence of Christianity, such as the belief in the Trinity and monasticism. In one of the hadiths, our Prophet said, "He will certainly descend to earth. He will call people to Islam. At that time, God will do away with all religions except for Islam." Before the Mahdi, mankind has suffered under terrible moral degeneration and injustice. With the coming of the Mahdi, there will be an environment of true justice, peace, and security in all sections of society. The never-before-seen justice of the Mahdi is discussed in these terms in the hadiths. He, the Mahdi, will distribute wealth evenly among people. His justice will permeate everywhere. Earth, replete with violence and wickedness, will overflow with justice upon his arrival. During the time of Mahdi, justice will prevail to such an extent that every possession taken by force will be returned to his owner. Furthermore, some other person's thing, even if it rests within one's teeth, will be given back to its owner. Security will permeate all over earth, and even a few women will be able to fulfill their Hajj without the company of men. God has commanded the faithful to always uphold justice. For that reason, under an administration in which Islamic values are lived by, justice will also be fully enjoyed. One verse of the Quran's commanding that right and justice should prevail reads, God commands justice and doing good and giving to relatives, and He forbids indecency and doing wrong and tyranny. He warns you so that hopefully you will pay heed. Images of starving children or people trying to kill each other for a single loaf of bread immediately bring social justice to mind. The fact that the assets of the wealthiest 200 people in the world is equivalent to that of 2.5 billion people is the clearest indication of the unjust system currently prevailing in the world. Money spent solely for pleasure and dissolution could represent hope for hundreds of thousands of starving people who are currently left to their own devices. In his verses, God describes the characters of people who refuse to help the needy. No, indeed, you do not honor orphans, nor do you urge the feeding of the poor. You devour inheritance with voracious appetites, and you have an insatiable love of wealth. These are the results of moral degeneration, such as selfishness, thinking of one's own interests, and the disappearance of feelings of solidarity and cooperation. The only solution is for people to live by the moral values of Islam. People possessed of the moral values described in the Quran are just, affectionate, and compassionate. They help the needy, and only through the existence of such people can the dream of justice and the life of abundance and plenty on earth become a reality. One very important result of the great justice which will be experienced in the time of the Mahdi is that warring societies will achieve a climate of peace. When we look at the world map today, we see that wars that have lasted for years and cost the lives of hundreds of thousands of people have spread over a wide part of the world. In Bosnia, Macedonia, Chechnya, Palestine, and many other regions, Muslim communities have suffered, and some are still suffering terribly in wars that have lasted for years. As a result of the moral values of the Quran that will spread over the globe with the coming of the Mahdi, these clashes and wars will come to a close in the Golden Age, and the time of years of war and conflict will come to an end. Peace and security will prevail all over the world, and the billions of dollars that are now spent on war will instead be spent on people's comfort, peace, and well-being. The Golden Age is a time when a life similar to that in paradise will be experienced here on earth. This period is a miniature model of paradise and the foreteller of it, a blessing from God to the faithful. This age, which every Muslim will wish to see, with its abundance and plenty, and the climate of peace it will bring with it, is a great reward in this life for those who believe in God. It is most certainly a great honor for all Muslims to be given the glad tidings of this blessed time. The magnificent age will come to pass by means of the Mahdi, and thanks to the superior moral values that will spread all over the world. Those values are, of course, those of the Quran. As we saw in our previous film, the portents of the coming of the Mahdi have come about, one after the other, in a very short space of time, just as described by our Prophet. It appears that the golden age foretold by the prophet is close at hand. This age is actually a model in miniature and a foreteller of paradise. The duty which falls to all mankind is to seek to attain the state of mind, conscience, and faith befitting this magnificent time that God will grant to His faithful servants. It will be seen that people who adhere closely to the moral values of the Quran and abandon such ideologies as materialism and atheism will enter the gates of the Golden Age, the foreteller of paradise, together. In Surah 43, God describes paradise thus. Believers will be told, "Enter paradise, you and your wives, delighting in your joy. Platters and cups of gold will be passed around among them, and they will have there all that their hearts desire and their eyes find delight in. You will remain in it timelessly, forever. That is paradise you will inherit for what you did. There will be many fruits in it for you to eat."